Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 90. Tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 73. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency has extended the prevented plant crop reporting deadline for Illinois producers affected by spring flooding and excessive moisture. Producers now have until July 15th to report acres they intended to plant this spring but could not due to weather conditions. The new deadline coincides with the FSA crop acreage reporting deadline that's already in place. Normally, the prevented plant reporting deadline is 15 calendar days after the final planting date for a crop, as established by the FSA and Risk Management Agency. The deadline extension only applies to FSA and does not change any RMA crop insurance reporting deadline requirements. However, the extension does not apply to crops covered by FSA's Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program. People should check with their local FSA office to report prevented plant acres, submit spring crop acreage reports, or check provisions for other program-covered crops. More news next.
Hi folks, it's Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. Have I got some good news for you. The classic Speed Queen washer is back. You know, the one that has a 2-speed motor with all-metal transmission. And ladies, guess what? There's no lid lock. These units are tested for 10,400 cycles and designed to deliver 25 years life expectancy in the home. It's also covered by a 3-year part and labor warranty. Come in and check out these old-style new machines at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. We have free delivery within 20 miles and service after the sale. That's Gale Sales and Service in Fairfield.
Hi y'all, are you ready to say yes to your perfect dress? I'm Nicole Jordan and I own The Farmer's Daughter at 203 East Main Street in Fairfield. The Farmer's Daughter has over 200 wedding dresses and homecoming formals in stock from brand names such as Christina Wu, Allure, and Lotus Threads. We also have Jasmine Bridal and Carrie Sebo lines arriving this summer. We also carry bridesmaids, flower girl dresses, and mother of the bride attire, along with footwear and jewelry. So no appointment necessary and layaway is available. So come on in and see us at The Farmer's Daughter.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, the new Wayne County Agricultural Fair will begin in earnest tomorrow evening with a 4-H horse show around 6 p.m. Preparation will begin around 4:30, and the show is expected to end around 9. County 4-H Program Coordinator Yvette Anderson says all of the program's show events throughout the fair are free to the public, and she encourages people to come out and support program members. Anderson, appearing on the Community Connection this morning, also spoke of some opportunities for 4-H members that aren't listed in the fair book. On Monday, 4-H has general projects in the morning, a tractor driving contest at noon, and a poultry show at 2 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, Anderson says the fun and games will begin.
Monday night, July 8th, starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a dodgeball tournament. Okay. And a cornhole tournament going on at the same time. 4 teams. We've got our barns broken down. You don't have to be a livestock kid to do this. We just want you to sign up in an area. Oh, okay, so you're going to represent the beef barn. No big deal. I mean, it's just you have a cow or not. Yeah, we have age brackets, so you need to sign up by age brackets because I don't want a whole team full of 8-year-olds and a whole team full of 18-year-olds.
Tuesday's 4-H activities include a beef show, barbecue chicken contest, and goat and sheep shows. Wednesday will have swine and rabbit shows, and the evening will feature water games and activities, so Anderson says 4-H members should bring towels. Thursday will wrap up the 4-H show week, as awards will be given out at 5, and the foundation has their livestock auction at 5:30. Next Friday, 4-H cleanup will begin at 8, and Anderson says there will be a dance later in the day.
And then on Friday night, you know, after we have fairground cleanup and all the cages are put up and everything's cleaned up, we're going to go ahead and have a dance that night. 8 to 13-year-olds, we're going to dance from 7 to 9. Mom and Dad can go to the demo derby and, you know, bring your kids to the dance. We're going to charge $1 admission because we're providing some cookies and drinks, and we just thought that would help cover the cost of that. So 8 to 13-year-olds is from 7 to 9. And then I have 14 to 18-year-olds dancing from 9:30 to 12, and that's a $2 admission for them. Bring a friend. This is for 4-H, but we want you to bring a friend. The more friends that we show that we're having a good time, we might get some more 4-H'ers involved.
The fair will end next Saturday night. The Fairfield FFA will host a reception on Sunday for newly elected Illinois State FFA Vice President Lane Harvey. The event will begin at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Ag Classroom at Fairfield Community High School. Harvey will serve the Illinois FFA Association for the next year, traveling throughout the state, country, and world. He was formerly the Section 23 president, continuing a history of Fairfield members serving at that level. However, Chapter Advisor Kurt Robbins says he is the first state FFA officer in Fairfield FFA history. Fairfield National Bank has announced the upcoming retirement of Senior Loan Officer Greg Richardson, effective July 17th. After graduating from the University of Missouri-Columbia with a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics, Richardson joined the FNB team in 1983. He was originally hired to assist with collections, administer floor plans, and perform teller responsibilities. He became an agricultural loan officer in 1987 and was promoted to senior loan officer in 1991. In 1999, he assumed the additional responsibility of serving as secretary for the FNB Board of Directors. Richardson stated that he truly appreciates the trust the bank has placed in him over the years. FNB President and CEO Rich Montgomery noted the 36 years of service that Richardson had provided and wished him the best in his retirement. In retirement, Richardson plans to work with his wife to help finish the construction of their new home and farm in Louisville. They also plan to travel to the southwestern United States and enjoy more time camping and riding horses in the Shawnee Forest. The Richardsons are members of the Enterprise United Methodist Church and recently began attending services at Red Brush Christian Church near their new home. He is a current member of the Sisney Masonic Lodge and the Wayne County Shrine Club. Greg Richardson lives in Louisville with his wife, Cheryl. They have one daughter, Jenna Quinn, also of Louisville. Keep an eye to the sky this 4th of July. That's the message from Chris Miller at the National Weather Service in Lincoln, who indicates some of the state could be in for some early fireworks. Miller said conditions seem to indicate Mother Nature may fire up a thunderstorm or two later today.
We're going to see one of those fronts try to creep a little bit farther south, and so we're expecting that afternoon into the evening, showers and thunderstorms developing across much of the area. Unfortunately, it looks like the same thing on the 4th of July. We should start the day out with a little bit of sun, but because we're going to see a few more clouds, temperatures not quite as hot as what we're expecting, but we're going to have, again, that afternoon and evening scattered showers and thunderstorms. And so the main thing we want people to be aware of when they're out celebrating on the 4th of July, just keep your eye to the sky. You see the dark clouds approaching. You hear about warnings that are issued. Make sure you get into a place of shelter right away, because we definitely don't want anyone to be impacted by lightning or by, you know, some of these storms can produce very high winds suddenly. You know, would hate for something to happen that way with tree limbs or other, you know, some people set up tents, and those can easily go flying through the air in that kind of a wind. So just keep your eye out. We're not saying it's going to be a total washout. It's just, you know, it's your typical summertime afternoon, evening thunderstorms.
Illinois has been on a run of rainless Independence Days, and Miller adds that it's typically been hot on the 4th. State public health officials say the new Tobacco 21 law will reduce medical costs and keep more kids from smoking. Kim Howard has the story.
As of July 1st, you must be 21 years old to buy cigarettes, chewing tobacco, e-cigs, and vapes. Illinois Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says this should reduce the number of new smokers.
Because we know that 95% of current smokers began smoking before they were 21. So we have so many people who will not have the chance to start that addictive habit before age 21, and so potentially will never become smokers.
Ezike says the law will help keep cigarettes out of high schools, since most of those giving them to minors are under 21. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that all Secretary of State offices and facilities will be closed today in observance of Independence Day. All offices and facilities will be open for business once again tomorrow. People may visit CyberDriveIllinois.com to change an address, register to become an organ or tissue donor, or renew license plate stickers online. White also reminds motorists who are celebrating today not to drive impaired or distracted. Per the Illinois Department of Transportation, 2 out of 4 traffic fatalities on this date last year were alcohol-related. In 2017, 3 of 14 traffic fatalities were alcohol-related. According to the National Highway Transportation Administration, the rate of alcohol impairment among drivers involved in fatal crashes is 3.5 times higher at night than during the day. White suggests those drinking take public transportation of some form or designate a sober driver. He also reminds everyone to use safety belts and to avoid texting while driving. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's fun for everyone July 5th through the 13th at the new 2019 Wayne County Agricultural Fair in Fairfield. The Junior Western and 4-H Horse Shows kick off the festivities on Friday the 5th at 6 and closes with the nationally known Wooten Rodeo on Saturday the 13th at 7. So load up the family for carnival rides, games, food on the midway, community impact service projects, 4-H exhibits, and more new nightly grandstand entertainment than ever before July 5th through the 13th at the new Wayne County Agricultural Fair in Fairfield. For details, visit wcfair.com.
Hi, welcome to the Subway 7 for 7 radio ad. How would you like to hear it?
From a game show host?
Okay, let's have a round of applause.
Thanks, Johnny. Our contestants are playing for the 7 for 7 menu. They'll choose one of 7 different 6-inch subs, including favorites like the Italian BMT and Black Forest Ham, plus get chips and a 21-ounce drink, all for $7. What a deal! Subway, make it what you want. Let's play!
At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Family pack of T-bone steaks at $3.79 a pound. Pork spare ribs at $1.69 a pound. Fresh sweet corn, 5 for $1. And Oscar Mayer hot dogs, 99 cents. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save a Lot store, West Main and Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 88. We have received 1/14 of an inch of rain here at the radio station. That was due to some showers that were moving through the area this morning. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A. In Fairfield, stocks are closed due to the 4th of July holiday. However, I have an update on August crude oil. It is at $56.80, down 54 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old Fairfield resident Joyce Neville died Monday evening at Fairfield Memorial Hospital's skilled care unit. She was retired from Airtex Products and had worked as manager of the clothesline for a number of years. Joyce Neville is survived by 2 sons, Bobby Neville of Pinckneyville and Leonard Neville of Fairfield, 2 daughters, Sharon Johnson of Enfield and Bonnie Wiley of Charleston, 1 brother, Jim Kuntz of Fairfield, 7 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Joyce Neville will be held at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield on Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 9 o'clock to service time. Memorials may be made to Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Skilled Care Unit, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old Jeff resident Billy L. White died Tuesday evening at Aperion Care in Fairfield. He had driven a bus for Clay County Industries prior to his retirement. Billy White is survived by his wife, Marilyn, of Jeff, son Ryan White of Washington, brothers Larry White of Arizona and Jim White of Normal, mother-in-law Alice Gill of Clay City, and several nieces and nephews. A visitation for Billy White will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. on Sunday at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. A remembrance ceremony will follow at 2 o'clock. Memorial donations are suggested to any charity of the donor's choice, and they will be accepted through the funeral home. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. 4th of July forecast calling for a 50% chance of rain. Sunny skies, high of 90. Overnight, a 30% chance of rain, partly cloudy, low 73. Friday, a 50% chance of rain, increasing clouds with a high of 89. Saturday, a 60% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high of 87. And Sunday, a chance of rain in the forecast. Patchy fog before 9 a.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 86.